26 past two, Wednesday afternoon, Sports Central with Brett Thomas. All the latest news in the world of sport. We've been joined by Brett Anderson from SEN's Inside Football for Trade Central on SEN. Hello, Brett.
Gents, how are we going?
Going well. What do you got for me? What do you got?
We just got through from the AFL a bit of breaking news on the Carlton and also the Brisbane priority pick request.
So, oh, who got it?
No one. I'll just read out a few tweets from Patrick Keane. So the AFL Commissioner has told Carlton and Brisbane Lions there will be no priority picks awarded to either club under the special assistance rule. AFL Commission accepted a joint recommendation from Andrew Dillon and Mark Evans that no priority picks be awarded after both clubs applied. Commission ruled that whilst Carlton and Brisbane were at the bottom of the ladder, this didn't constitute exceptional circumstances for extra picks. So, good news for, I guess, Gold Coast and for Essendon and for St Kilda, those clubs who currently sit drafting in the top five. And we think that, or talking and looking at the talent pool this year draft-wise, that there's a clear top five.
Okay.
And especially when you throw in that there's a fair chance that Sydney and GWS will come into that top five for their academy selections with Cal Mills and Jacob Hopper, that then there's five prospects outside of that that they'll have access to unless something happens trade period-wise where they trade out. But that's good for Hawthorn and also, for Essendon and also Gold Coast.
So, that being said, with no priority picks being given, do you think that those teams in that bottom five, or probably the bottom three really, might try and offload one of their free agents to get a compensation pick, a top free agent to get a compensation pick for one of those top five kids?
It depends. I think it depends on who the player is at the moment. Trying to get in there. You've got Essendon at the moment. They don't have any real free agents. You've got, I'm trying to think of the other clubs that are floating around the mark there.
Well, Leuenberger, obviously, he's probably, well, looks like he'll certainly leave the Brisbane Lions.
Yeah, Matty Leuenberger, certainly.
Swans
reported
the
thing with Matty Leuenberger is it's very hard to see if he is to end up in Sydney. Now, based on what we were hearing last week, I think it was in The Age reporting the lift in their trade sanctions or their ability to trade. I still don't think that would be enough at 450 to constitute a band one compensation pick. So I would say it's extremely unlikely at this stage that Brisbane are going to be able to get a compensation pick ahead of Gold Coast's first pick, so giving them 2 and 3. And obviously Matty Cruz has re-signed at Carlton, so that puts that idea out the window, and I wouldn't see that there's a player on their list that they might be able to trade for. Like Brisbane aren't going to give up pick two, so put it that way. There's no players that they could deal with there. So I think we're looking at the draft as it is right now. We're going to have Carlton, Brisbane, Gold Coast, Essendon, and then depending on what happens at pick five with St Kilda and Jake Carlisle, whether they can orchestrate a deal surrounding another pick there or they have to use pick five, Bombers could have two picks inside the top five, which is a good result for a footy club who's had a very difficult 3 years.
Okay, what else are we hearing on player movement today, Brett?
A little bit quiet, half. It's the calm before the storm. And I guess I actually like it in that regard because the focus is now on the grand final this week. And I think that's where everyone's focus should be for the biggest game of our season. So everyone looking at Hawthorn and West Coast on Saturday and a little bit of attention away from the trade period. Whilst there is a lot of interest in it, there's most of the names that we've spoken about in the last 3 weeks are now out there. There's no new ones really that have popped up. Cam Alessioman is one at Adelaide who put off contract talks at the start of the year, backed himself in, was playing some good footy through the NAB Cup and NAB Challenge, played some good footy under Walshy, ended up being out of the side and finished the year in the Sandfall. Now, he's still uncontracted for next year, and the Adelaide Advertiser mentioned him yesterday in a story linking some players away from Adelaide, as he is one who could be on the move elsewhere. So good work by them.
Didn't play a game after round 15.
Yeah, so out of the side, out of favour. And really difficult with him too. New coach coming in again. So effectively that's three coaches in the space of however many weeks, 10 weeks, 11 weeks for him. So with Phil Walsh, the end of him, and then Campo, and then the new coach coming in as well. So it depends on the philosophy of the new coach coming in, whether he sees a future for Cam and the other uncontracted players from Adelaide at the footy club. It's the same at Essendon at the moment. They've still got some uncontracteds who I'm sure are waiting around to find out what goes on with their new coach coming in. So there's a little bit of water to pass under the bridge in terms of that. But with other names coming out, I think that's pretty much it at the moment. But you will find as soon as the grand final finishes on Saturday night at 5:15 or whatever it is, that the next sort of week you're going to get a lot of names popping up, because then players can say, OK, well, like Lewis Jetta, we expect to want to go to West Coast. He can actually say, look, I want to go to West Coast. And there's going to be a few other players whose names haven't been raised right now will certainly appear in the next sort of 7 days.
We were talking before the break and part of the news about Harley Bunnell and Ross Lyon's interest in Harley. If he wants to go back home, he believes that's the case. Is that what we're hearing?
It's what Ross is hearing. at the moment. And if he's back in WA, I got a bit of a theory on it that, and from what I know about Harley's situation, and look, this is pieced together from talking to people very close to him, I'm not sure if going back to WA is the best sort of idea for Harley. Look, yeah, there is some family network there and friends and all that, but we've seen in the past that that isn't always the best thing for especially young Indigenous players going back to Western Australia. We saw Dale Garlick go back there after leaving Hawthorn. He had some issues at Hawthorn, which actually popped up, or a few of them popped up whilst at Hawthorn from what we can tell. But since he's gone back there, he now finds himself in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few others that have happened in the past too where it probably hasn't quite worked as is planned. So I would have thought that coming to Melbourne, and look, Choco Williams has had a great record with Dustin Martin with what he's been able to do with him, that Richmond would be a fantastic location for Harley. They've got some interest as it stands, but if Harley wants to go back to WA, you'd have to think that Fremantle, having missed the jump again, and with Lewis Jetta joining the Eagles, you'd think that Fremantle would be in the box seat there if Harley is hell-bent on playing his footy in WA next year.
Is that locked, the Jetta to Eagles thing?
Oh, it's pretty strong, yeah, that he wants to get to the Eagles. So I think that's a pretty good addition for their setup, a team that's playing in a grand final this weekend. And look, it's funny, I mentioned a few weeks ago, maybe a week ago, that Lewis Jetta had actually had a pretty good season, and on Twitter I got belted.
Apart from the final series.
His final series was disappointing, and so was his grand final a year ago. But if you actually look at his season overall, he averaged career-high disposals. He had career-high numbers in a few key categories as well. So he'd actually had a pretty decent year aside from that disappointing final series. So I think West Coast are getting a pretty good player in.
And you have to wonder if it might have been the midway point of the season where he thought, I don't want to be here anymore, and that affected his form.
Yeah, look, as we said, his final series was disappointing, but overall, when you look at his numbers, they were career best. And he did it playing, I think, a greater role too, because they had some injuries there in the second half of the year, so a little bit more was taken on in terms of responsibilities. I think the knocks on Lewis Jetta, whilst it's fresh in your mind, the last couple of appearances, no doubt, his season as a whole was actually okay.
He was an older draft pick, wasn't he? I think he was 21 when he was drafted.
He was, yeah. There's a story actually that Melbourne went over to interview Nev Jetta.
Yeah.
And he was out a couple of hundred miles away, I think the story goes, out pig shooting or something out in the bush. He was
doing something.
And here was Lewis sitting on the couch and said, "Oh, look, do you want? Here's his cousin Lewis. Do you want to have a chat to him?" And Melbourne said, "Oh, we're just here to sort of chat to Nev," and passed on the opportunity. And then a year later, here's this kid who was sitting on the couch next to them. They could have taken with the last pick in the rookie draft, end up going in the first round of the draft. So one of those sliding doors moments for footy clubs that you sit there and think, geez, I wish we had done that. But look, hindsight's a wonderful thing. And in recruiting, it's the most valuable thing. And you can't exactly have it all the time.
And the same draft, St Kilda gave up a pick to the Bombers to get Andrew Lovett.
Yeah, exactly.
Lewis Jetta, and Gary Rowan were both in that draft.
You look at Ross Lyon too, and it's intriguing in terms of his interest in Harley Bunnell, because he's been twice bitten before by, I guess, not high maintenance players, but players who came across with some baggage there. Andrew Lovett, you just mentioned, then Colin Sylvia this year, having to retire at the start of the season. So he's twice gone to that well, and it hasn't worked out well for him. Let's hope if he does go to Freo and he does play back there, that Harley can reach the talent ability that we've seen, I think, because he's an outstanding player, and I think everyone would love him at their footy club.
And the poor old Cats, are they just getting... is everyone ganging up on the Cats? We see Adelaide want to match the deal that they've offered Paddy Dangerfield, and West Coast might want to match the deal that they've offered Scotty Selwood.
Yeah, that was in the Herald Sun this morning, that they were talking about matching any deal for Selwood, because we heard a couple of weeks ago that maybe the Selwood to Geelong stuff wasn't as clear-cut as what we were thinking mid-year. So this might be the reason why, in terms of the discussions there, in terms of free agency. So probably chucks a few of their plans into disarray a little bit. We spoke yesterday about Lachie Henderson and the impact that it might have there if a first-round pick has had to be used on Paddy Dangerfield. Okay, where does that leave Henderson? Where does it leave a future pick, as Carlton are looking for that first-round pick as it stands for him? So if Scott Selwood was to come under a similar circumstance, yeah, it probably chucks up all their plans that they've had for a couple of months, and they thought, okay, we can get these players in. Throws them into disarray a little bit. But they would have been working through this now for a while, Geelong, and I'm sure that they've got their ducks in a row on that one.
Well, would a future second-round pick be more attractive than a second-round pick from this year?
Would be for me, knowing next year's draft pool in this one, for sure. So, but that's the thing. Clubs aren't going to want to give up next year's because it is more attractive.
Got to give something to get something.
You do have to give something to get something. And also, we heard Nathan Buckley's comments at the Coaches Awards last night about Nathan Freeman, and that his problems will follow him wherever he goes. And I thought that was an interesting
nice
comment, because it is a bit of a whack on the way out. But there has been some talk about Freeman in terms of his rehab from his hamstring and the like. And I just wonder whether those comments were directly aligned to that. But in some ways, St Kilda be sitting there rubbing their hands together thinking, okay, well, if he's whacked him on the way out, he's got some problems, that might probably improve our bargaining power at the trade table. So it works in all different ways, and it's going to be a fascinating trade period, guys. I don't think we'll ever see as much movement as what we are in the next couple of weeks.